tumba tumba mani kwa sikono tumba Habi muka na mena bat faridi Akili fati kufela Kukali kufela neke mana sani kukolo kufela Kukatera manyano na kima waya kona Kale kufela tumpi na kakono nukato kona
I'm my dad at the guy. But outside, my goal is in the offside. Them and my dad been physically upside. They are on the full of stink and I'm down. If you no call up on my bound. If you no envela to cap, cap a ATM or sound. Oh my god, please best to get your house. In the car, you go out in a volume for loud. Back at you, they make a record turn up around. My business, go and kaeka to my dad. iPhone 16, like a dollar to bout. When I cut the bike, space, thing of me. Yeah, we have balance, I'm not my delays. See, I'm a bitch, I'm a green ace.
Now I'm
of 2026. Media urged to promote peace ahead of August polls. In international news, 19 Kenyans killed fighting in Russia-Ukraine war, 32 missing. And in sports, DAF commander rallies airmen ahead of ABSA Cup final.
And now, the FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trafford. The fight Inequality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has raised strong opposition to the Petroleum Development and Management Bill number 72 of 2026, warning that it will deepen inequality in Zambia. PN National Coordinator Mfuta Ngalande has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to reject the bill and instead implement reforms that foster greater equality. Mr. Ngalande highlighted concerns that the bill would deepen Zambia's reliance on elites and foreign corporations, as corporations possess the capacity to absorb sudden policy changes, unlike local businesses, which risk destabilization. The bill grants broad powers to regulators like the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, which could disproportionately affect smaller local enterprises. He further pointed out that the financial and technical criteria established by the bill effectively excluded small and medium-sized enterprises, barring ordinary Zambians from meaningful participation in the petroleum sector. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has observed that the renewed maize trade between Zambia and neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo demonstrates Zambia's increasing significance as a regional food supplier despite supply disruptions, creating a notable gap. Mr. Tsanga says while Zambia's previous maize export ban helped protect domestic food security during droughts, it also created supply gaps in the DRC market, enabling competitors like South Africa to gain ground. Mr. Tsanga therefore emphasizes the importance of maintaining a strategic balance between maize reserves and consistent export policies, adding that the predictable export policies